In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. A little boy gets out of bed on Christmas morning. He's the only one awake, it seems. He sneaks out of the room. It's dark. Tiptoes quietly, goes down the stairs, peeks around the corner with only one eye open. Then he says, "Thanks be to God! Someone left the lights on, the Christmas tree." As he peers at the Christmas tree, however, he notices something's amiss. Somebody must be playing a joke. There are no presents underneath the tree. He opens both eyes. He starts getting closer to the tree. And he notes, Santa left a nativity set underneath the Christmas tree. And he also left a note. It says the true light is not on the tree. It's under it. It's Washington, D.C., December 22nd, 2019. Crowds gather around a large menorah, and they light it. It's the beginning of an 8-day festival called Hanukkah. Christmas and Hanukkah are not the same, but they are overlapping on three important truths. God, light, and remembrance of a miracle. Imagine seeing the menorah. It reminds us of something in the Old Testament. It's 1,000 years before Christ. And you are the appointed priest to go offer the incense in the temple. And it's the hour of incense, the later one in the day. But before you can walk inside the temple, you have to pass by an altar in which they've just sacrificed and started burning the lamb of sacrifice every day. So you pass by this lamp of the lamb and you ascend the stairs and you carefully walk inside the temple with one eye open. It's just you and the Almighty inside. And you say, "Thanks be to God, someone left the light on." To the right of the table of showbread, there is a sevenfold light filled with cups of olive oil and a wick in each one of them. And this lamp, the golden lampstand, burns day and night, night and day. Now it's 1977. Time moves fast, doesn't it? Moviegoers are in a darkened theater. The screen, about a third of the way through the movie, goes pitch black. All of a sudden, there's a low electronic wobble sound that goes like this. It's supposed to be the sound of outer space. Then a new sound emerges for the first time. And from that darkness, a red light grows out of a man's hands this far long. And we come to know this man with this light in his hands as Lord Vader. It's just a movie, but we recall clearly, even from fiction, evil knows how to use light to try to force people into submission. Evil borrows from the light of religion. Evil borrows from the light of ethics. Evil even borrows from the light of a false sense of morality to advance things that are contrary to the light and life. But evil doesn't get the last word. John 1, verse 5, speaking of Jesus' birth, says, "The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness cannot overcome it." If you remember the day of the cross, you recall that there was darkness over the land for 3 hours, from the hours of 12 noon until 3 p.m. Those are supposed to be the brightest hours of the day. In those dark hours, when evil seemed to have the upper hand and the final reigning supreme hand, if you will, one we call Lord Jesus turned his face towards his Father and cried out, "Abba, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." And on the dawn of the third day, it was not dark and full in the tomb, but there was the light of God shining forth, an empty tomb, and the glory of angels. The man who was born for us on Christmas brought the message of light and life to our life by the display of his victorious wounds. Christmas is a time to spread light. Lights go up on homes, lights enter our sanctuaries, but the true eternal light, the light of Jesus, is the most worthy one to be spread. He was, after all, the only one resurrected from the dead, the firstborn. He gives heavenly light of truth and grace to a world of evil, darkness, and sin. Isaiah 9 that we heard tonight, "The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who dwelt in the land of deep darkness, on them a light has shone." Now that Christ's light has come, we must ask, we who used to walk in darkness, how will we walk in it? That is Christ's light. Is the light just something you put up on your tree or on your menorah or for your sanctuaries? Let's light them up for a few dark weeks of winter and then let's pack them away, snuff them out, put them away for another year. Seems kind of transient and trivial. Remember the light of the holy temple of old, the golden lampstand with the 7 cups of oil? That burned continually, day and night, night and day. Jesus said, "No one puts a lamp up and then covers it with a jar or puts it under a bed, but instead they put it up on a stand so that whoever enters may see the light." Christ is the light of God, the lamp of truth. He guides the way to eternal light and life. The shepherds saw the light with the angels as they spoke God's good news for all the earth. What did they do in response when the light came? They went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in a manger. And when they saw it, they made known the saying that had been told them concerning this child. You see, the birth of Christ and what it means for people sitting in darkness is worthy to be shared. Share it. For it's what conquers evil. Sing it. For it brings joy to the heart and joy to the hearers. And walk in it. For as the psalmist says, may his word be a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. Let me leave you with this final thought before you all come back tomorrow morning to worship at 10:30, right? 2 Corinthians 4, verse 6. For God, who said, let light shine out of darkness, has shone in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. Light and Jesus go together. He is the light that shines in the darkness, and the darkness cannot overcome it. Amen. And the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in the faith in Christ Jesus.